do many things every day. Some days, we do nothing. The real question we need to start asking every day as we are living life is, why? Why are we doing what we do? Is it to make us feel good? Is it to make us happy? Or is it to keep up with the Joneses? Or do we just feel that is the way life should be? Our mentality was turned upside down 2,000 years ago when Jesus of Nazareth walked this earth and changed our whole narrative. If we live a life focused on Him, showing His glory, and doing His good, we will reflect back on our life with joy and fulfillment. Welcome to Life, the Grand Adventure. During this adventure, there are many twists and turns, each of which will lead us on a new path in our journey. But luckily for us, we have a God with us on this exciting adventure. Oftentimes, we try to make things too complicated. Hello, I'm Adam, and I have great news for you. Life actually isn't that complicated. And if you come along with me on this podcast journey, I will share with you the Word of God and one thing about life and faith. It's that simple. Today I'll be reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 23 through 31. I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but not everything is constructive. No one should seek their own good, but the good of others. Eat anything sold in the meat market without raising questions of conscience. For the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. If an unbeliever invites you to a meal and you want to go, eat whatever is put before you without raising question of conscience. But if someone says to you, "This has been offered in sacrifice," then do not eat it, both for the sake of the one who told you and for the sake of conscience. I am referring to the other person's conscience, not yours. For why is my freedom being judged by another's conscience? If I take part in the meal with thankfulness, why am I denounced because of something I thank God for? So, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Let us not become weary of doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Anybody who's met me knows I love to talk. I will talk your ear off. Even when I'm texting, I met a new guy through Men's Alliance that I was connecting with a couple hours away, and we just kept texting back and forth. I was texting while going for a walk one day, and eventually I was like, yeah, I like to talk. I like to yuck it up with people and chat. And William just said, hey, I go take my kids. He's like, me too. Perfect. And we've texted and messaged every now and then since as his group has continued to grow, and I'm just helping to support him in whatever way I can. But it's just been cool to meet other people. But I like to talk. A lot of times I'll stay somewhere and talk for a while, and my wife and kids will go sit in the car and hang out while I'm yucking it up. And I used to feel bad about that, but now I'm like, hey, I'm just talking to people. Who knows who I'm going to talk into? And I spend lots of time with them at home, and they're cool with it. Once I found out they're not doing that to make me feel guilty, they're just like, hey, I'm done. I want to relax here. But I'll keep yucking it up. And generally, that's like after a church service, I'll catch up with some guys or some people, and we'll chat for a while. So I try to use that skill of yucking it up. Thanks, Mom, if you're listening. This all comes from my mama. For God. I use it in all I do. I created a job where I get to talk to kids all day. The great thing about my class is I can talk for as much or as little as I want to. And the other day it was interesting. The kids just loved chatting with me, that we chatted for a while about what the lesson was going to be in drama class. And I said, do you want to talk some more? They're like, yeah. I'm like, sweet. And we yucked it up a little bit, and it led into the lesson. But it's a God-given gift. A gift of gab used purposefully, if I'm doing it for the glory of God, is spectacular. A few years ago, my buddy Jason and I reconnected. We went to high school together. We were buddies, hung out in high school, and then he joined the army. I went to college, and we separated for a while. Neither of us really made great choices throughout that time. And then as we got older, we came back together through our love for fantasy football. And we talked about football together. He had just started doing football a little bit earlier. I'd been doing it for a good while, and it was just something we both enjoyed in it. But it helped to rebond our connection. We would talk about football a lot. We would yuck it up about football. And I joined a football league with him, and then he just sort of was joking as an aside, I'd love to do a podcast one day. I said, that would be cool. And had no clue what to do. And a year or two, I think, even passed. And I said, hey, let's do it. He's like, sure. So in June of 2021, my buddy Jason and I started a podcast called The Fantasy Courier. So if you like football, check it out. Jump on The Fantasy Couriers. We do once a week during the off season and two times during the in season. But it gave us a chance just to talk football. I got to use my speaking with him to chat about it. I've actually connected with other people around the country through that podcast. And a guy halfway across the country, we started talking faith one day as he had recently been baptized. And so we'll make conversation back and forth about church, about Jesus and what's going on up in his area of the country. Another guy down in Georgia discussed, we were talking about church there. It's just a cool connection that just happened because I used God's gift of talk. I wasn't sitting there quoting scripture on a podcast at that point. I was just talking football, yucking it up, making connections with people, talking to people. And for me, the hard thing is a lot of times we miss that. We miss that as a church. We think that everything we got to do has to be King James Version. We got to be the holy, pious man walking down the streets, holy, cowering woman walking down the streets. And none of that is true. It's all fake. It's not true. That's not what people are looking for. People want somebody they can talk to, someone they can connect with. And that's been part of my, what I felt almost my mission within the church, within anything I do, is to let people see me for who I am. You're not seeing anybody different than who my kids see. I just can't talk Jesus at school while I'm teaching the kids, or else I won't be able to pay for the computer to record this. But you know what I mean. You won't see anybody else. I am who I am. I'm not anybody different at other places. I strive. We all fall into that thing where we sometimes look or feel more pious when we walk into the church, but I try not to be. I try to be me when I'm talking to somebody. I try not to put on that mask that we do to show that we are Jesus folk. But I try to wear the Adam face, all the beard, all the long hair going all over the place. It's up in a ponytail today. But I am the same person because I want to do it for the glory of God. I'm human. I sin. I slip. In Corinthians, Paul's sitting there in his letter saying that we can do anything. We have the rights. God gave us free will. I've talked about that in the past. That's why Jesus had to die. It's because of our free will. But we can do anything, but it's not all beneficial. It's not constructive. We're not to seek our own good. He starts it with those three thoughts. We should seek the good of others. And then he talks about eating a meal and about conscience and sacrifice food and how that affects other people. And it's a lot of the talk within there is talking about the hoofed animals, and it goes back into that and how people are trying to hold new Christians to Jewish culture and times as well is earlier scriptures. And in some earlier scriptures it says, if whatever you do causes someone to sin, then don't do it. I stood in front of a group of men during COVID and I said, if I had to wear a mask for my entire life to bring someone to Jesus, I would. The church always had a weird struggle with masks, which was interesting one way or the other. I don't really care. It is what it is. But that's history. But I stood in front of a group of Christian men saying, I will do anything I can for to bring men to Christ, to bring people to Christ. And that's why I like to talk a lot. I mean, I'm sure people look at me and go, oh, this guy's a goof, or I really struggle talking in front of men at times because I don't want to, or people in general, I don't want to say something that will cause them to fall. I don't want to say something that will scatter their belief, their faith in Jesus. And I worry about that at times in this podcast, but then it reflects back. I said that word worry. And I've got to just make sure that what I do is focused on God. that if I do it focused on God, I don't have to worry. In Matthew, Jesus asked, do the birds worry about where they're going to get their food in the morning? No, they just go to bed at night, wake up, and there's food out there. So I like to jokingly say, be a bird. I started saying that recently to my family. I was like, be a bird. They don't worry. They don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. They live for what's now. But be a bird focused on God. We show his glory in all we do. So I mentioned in June of 2021, I started a fantasy football podcast. And I enjoyed it. My buddy and I were having a good time. We were talking football. I was getting into it. We just had created all these just fun ideas coming out of our minds. And people were looking at us like, wow, you all are real professional people. And we're just like, we're just a bunch of dudes yucking it up. And I often joke that, well, really, I just do it to save my marriage. Because then my wife, she hasn't heard about football now for 3 years at this point. Because we've been recording for that long. December of that year comes to the title of this podcast. I called it, Why Do I Do This? Well, I like to talk. But December of 21, I was just felt this pull, and God said, hey, you're starting to understand how to record and put out product and content. Do it for me. So I recorded a podcast, and at that point, it was called Dad, Gods, and Donuts. I named it after a Connect group I had. So the first, I want to say 60 episodes, I should have put that data down when I was doing it. I got December 2021, was all dad focused. And I was like, cool. So we made it about 60 episodes in. And then I said, you know what? I'm sitting there speaking these messages. I'm sharing them out. But everything I say is for anybody and everybody. So I decided to change it. And that's where the It's That Simple idea came in, where it's that simple, the philosophy of the podcast. So I do this because I want to share God's word. Whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. That's verse 31 and 1 Corinthians 30. So if I can podcast, I should do it for the glory of God. My purpose is to reach as many people as I can. And when you start podcasting, if you're a performer like I am, you're thinking, boom, I'm out there. There are 3,000 people listening to you. If you're looking to start a podcast, that doesn't happen. They say the upper echelon of podcasters have 30 listeners. And I didn't know that initially. We had some good traction with the couriers. Dad's Got and Donuts had a little bit of traction, probably more with the couriers. And then once they were both going, I started comparing. And sometimes this one would beat out that one and back and forth. But the couriers was serving as an outlet for my buddy and I. We could share it with our friends. And this one, I almost got a little more discouraged at a point. There's a podcast somewhere about like, hey, help me, no one's listening. And my wife spoke into me and she said, you know what? This podcast is your journal. This podcast is you talking to others. If you talk to one person, you've done God's will. God wants you to make disciples of all men. But you know, she said, you know, this is you talking to God. This is, if I talk to one person, that makes this worthwhile. That makes this time that I put into it worthwhile. The recording, the social media push, the little snippets that I started doing now that I put in Microsoft Reels, the website I've created through to be ambassadors for Christ, the books I'm reading, the books I'm in this summer, I'm hoping to take the books and just do little blurbs about them to snippets so you can hear different books I've read and maybe find something you're interested in. But it's for one person. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's for you to share with someone else. God will do with it as he wishes. God connected me with Ken Rell on Kingdom Praise Radio. If you haven't listened there, check it out. KingdomPraiseRadio.com. I talk about it at the end. It's just great gospel music. It's an entire station focused on Jesus. We've been connected now for about a year and a quarter, year and a third, whatever. And I go on there. I've done interviews with them, but God's sending me there. God opens doors. It's amazing what's going on here. I might look at numbers and go, oh, let's go. That's fine. You're the person listening, and that's the important person to me. That's why I do this. I don't do this for my glory. If I did this for my glory, I'd be back where I was initially when I was doing it for my glory and thinking, I need to be the grand poobah of podcasters and be up there getting Stephen Furtick numbers. No, I'm not going to get those numbers. Maybe God one day has that in the in the cards. But for now, I'm here. God's, this could be me practicing something for a future vocation. Who knows? God knows the future. I know where he has me. And I felt this week just to talk about that as the podcast topic, like really, why do I do this? And it led me to think, well, what about you? I said in the opening little snippet that's my reel, I asked questions. Why are we living life the way we are? Why do we do what we do? Is it to make us feel good, happy? Are we trying to keep up with the Joneses, or do we feel that's how life should be? And that's where we struggle at times. We sit there and we think, well, we don't think, we just do. Have you ever stopped by back and tried to figure out, well, why am I doing this now? Why did I make dinner for my family? Did I make dinner for my family because we needed food? Did I make dinner for my family to show them Jesus' love? Or both? Why did I mow the lawn? Did I mow the lawn because the grass was too tall? Did I mow the lawn to caretake God's earth and show his beauty so that my kids could go in the backyard and show them love? So that my dog has somewhere to run around. I don't have a dog, but for can go and play in the backyard. At school, students, are you doing your work because you have to? Are you doing work because you want to be a representative of Christ as you move on in your life? And you know that's one of the avenues you can approach. As we're employed, wherever we work, I'm a teacher, whatever you do. At work, do I do things so I can get a paycheck? The paycheck will take me only so far. It'll provide for the daily needs. Won't provide for my life needs. Won't provide for my salvation needs. Won't provide for anybody else's salvation needs. So at my place of employment, what am I doing? Why am I doing it? Is it for Christ? And you're probably thinking like I'm thinking, oh golly, I just sort of did these things. I never thought about it. I read a book recently. It's called Pray First. It's by Chris Hughes, and it just said, you know, before you do anything, he just says like a little prayer. I'm good at that. Sometimes I'm bad at really, really bad at that other times. But if you go into everything focusing with like a little prayer, hey God, thank you for this lawn that I'm about to mow. Help me to bless you. Hey, I'm starting with my fifth graders. Bless this class. I have a meeting. Bless this meeting. Lord, thank you for the ability to make food. Thank you for allowing me to drive to Walmart. That's making God the center of it all, giving him the glory, making him the doing it all for the glory of God. I threw in there Galatians 6:9, let us not become weary of doing good, for at the proper time we'll reap a harvest if we do not give up. So in all we're doing, we're as we do it for God, rather, we are doing it for God's good, to further his kingdom, no matter what we do. I've told the story of my buddy whose friend played Xbox online and connected with these dudes just randomly playing online Xbox. Didn't know them. Just was the light in that room as they're sitting there doing what online gaming is, a bunch of swearing, inappropriate stuff. And he wasn't. He was being the light. He eventually brought them to Christ and went to their weddings, and they are friends. Just because he did it for the glory of God, he did good. And he reaped a harvest. He didn't become weary. He didn't walk away. And I think that's something I've had to learn. We don't, when we all start into Christianity, we're like, hey, I need to step away from everything that's not church. Only go to church, only show up, only sit down and pray, read my Bible, and so forth. Those are things we need to do. I start my day with listening to scripture, and then I read a chapter of a book, and at night I close with my journal and reading a chapter of the Bible. And in between the days, different things come up. But I don't do that and then hide from the world. I still sit and talk to my buddy who's an atheist. I talk to my friends that are Christian. I talk to the Muslim kids at school. I don't exclude people in this world. Now, there might be times that I have to step back and away from situations that are not appropriate that I should not be in. Luckily, at this age in life, it's not so much, but that's if I had delved into alcoholism A bar might not be a place for me to sit and talk into people. But knowing that I'm not an alcoholic, I can sit at a bar, talk to people. They give me free drinks now. I learned that. If you're driving, a lot of times you get a free drink. I'm like, yes, Coke Zero forever. Spectacular. But I can be there. We are to be in the world, not of the world. So we're in the world representing Jesus. Might not mean at the bar that I'm sitting there quoting scripture. Thou art too. No, I'm just living life. People will look at you. One of my favorite things I ever heard is I had a buddy who said, and I still pray and feed into him, but he's still atheist, probably agnostic, but he said, you know, I never thought I would have a friend that didn't drink. And to me, that meant so much. It's just the weirdest sounding thing, but it meant that he saw the kindness and the good within my heart. So I'll keep praying for him. I'll keep feeding into him. Not going to excommunicate him. But that's the love of Christ. That's what we're to show. That's what Jesus wants us to do. So everybody, it's that simple. All we should do should be for God. That doesn't just include Sunday. It includes Monday through Saturday as well. Doesn't mean we sit in a corner and read the Bible and pray every moment of every day. It means we live life in this world, not of it, but with a Christ-centered mindset to glorify Him in all we do. Now imagine if we all did that, all of us, how amazing life would be. Now we know as humans it's not likely, but we can be the starting point of that. If you do it, if I do it, that's two or more people. And we just keep going and going and going. And that snowball is going to roll. And we are continuing to grow and spread Jesus' word. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for your love. Thank you for being good so that we know good. Thank you for giving us the spirit that we can take it out. Help us to do all things for your glory. Give us that wisdom that only comes from you, the compassion that only comes from you, the love that only comes from you. Help us to, as we're in your word, add that to our life, add that to what we're saying, add that to how we're living. Not to be a different person Monday through Friday and Saturday, but then on Sunday glorify you, but to glorify you in all we do every day. Thank you for all we have and all we live for every day. Give us the hearts and souls to not take it for granted. And help us to show you in all we do as we walk into the world this week. In Jesus' name, amen. So this week I challenge you. What is one thing? You start with one, then you go to two. What is one thing you can do to further God's kingdom? Don't just say it right now. Don't go, Adam's still talking. Get a pencil. Get a piece of paper. Write it down and put it somewhere you see it. To keep yourself accountable. And as you make that part of your life, add something else. Add something else. Pull in your family. Pull in your friends. Let's get this snowball rolling. I mentioned it earlier, Kingdom Praise Radio, amazing, amazing, amazing. Love the station. Love being part of that family as it grows and grows and grows. So check it out, www.kingdompraiseradio.com. I'm also a part of the Two Jesus Music and Podcast Network, www.lcprva.com. If you're looking for those addresses, they're all in the liner notes wherever you listen to the podcast. Also, I'm wearing my shirt, but mensalliancetribe.com. Men looking to get out of isolation this week. I drove 2 hours to go do a big regional activity of just getting with other men to glorify God, where we talked about being masculine men for God. It was awesome. It was fun. It's great to see men, and I'm excited because this summer my tribe gets to host the event, and we're thinking huge. We're thinking big. It's going to be amazing. Check out a site I've been working on, www.jesusambassadors.com. I've been sort of stagnant recently, but I'm really going to delve into it. I got 3 more weeks of school this summer. Wait till you see what's going to happen to that site. I got some stuff on there now. I got to add some more books, but it's going to grow. It's going to explode. Check it out. I'm making it for you. What glory do I get with a free website? I just bought the domain. It was a whopping $6. So check it out. Enjoy it. If you listen to me on Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to me, Amazon, give me a like, give me a review. It'll help grow. That's how podcasts grow. I mentioned I don't do it for the numbers, but I would love to talk to more people. I'd love to connect with more people. And if God's using me through this, I'd love to get it for it. I'd love your help as I do that. As always, have a great week. I love you all. God bless.